Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of the most important sounds in jungle and old school DNB, the breakdown pad. But not just any pad, we're going for that warm, tape-style grit, the kind of cord bed that feels smoky, a little haunted and definitely old enough to have some stories. Think of this pad as background character, not the main star. It's there to support the drums, lift the emotion, and create that reset moment before the drop comes back in. In jungle and early drum and bass, that breakdown space matters a lot. It's where you create tension, atmosphere, and that dusty, emotional vibe that makes the drop hit harder. We're going to do this in Ableton Live 12 using stock devices. So if you're a beginner, you can follow along without needing extra plugins. First, create a MIDI track and load up Waveedable. If you want a slightly softer, more analog feel, you can use analog instead. But I'll start with Waveedable because it gives us a really flexible starting point. Choose a simple saw-based pad sound or build one from scratch. If you're shaping it yourself, keep it basic. One oscillator on a saw wave, a second oscillator on a sine or triangle, tuned to the same pitch. Set the unison to around 2 to 4 voices, with only a little detune. You want width and movement, but not a giant shiny super saw. Now shape the envelope. Give it a medium attack, maybe somewhere around 50 to 150 milliseconds, so the pad fades in smoothly instead of punching in. Use a longer decay and release, because this sound should bloom and hang in the air. Sustain can sit somewhere around 60 to 80%. You want long, held chords that feel like they're spreading out in the room. If you're using analog, the same idea applies. Use two oscillators, detune them slightly, and keep the filter low pass and smooth. Don't make it too bright. Old school DNB pads usually live more in the mid-range and upper mids, with the top end softened off a bit. Next, write a simple chord progression. Keep it minor or modal for that jungle mood. Good beginner-friendly options are things like a minor, F, G, E minor, or D minor, B flat, C, a minor. You don't need anything complicated here. In fact, simpler is usually better. A lot of beginner producers try to cram too much harmony into the breakdown, but in this style, a few strong chords often hit harder than a busy progression. Hold each chord for 1 or 2 bars, and spread the notes out a little instead of stacking them tightly together. For example, if you're in a minor, you might place in the low register, then E, then C, then G higher up. That kind of voicing keeps the pad wide, warm, and less muddy. It gives room for the bass and breaks later. Now let's start making it feel more old school. Add auto filter after the synth. Use a low pass filter, either 12 dB or 24 dB, and bring the cutoff down somewhere in the range of 1.5 to 4 kHz. Keep resonance low, just enough to add a little shape if you want it. The idea here is to roll off some of the modern brightness and get that slightly filtered, cassette-like feel. This filter is also a great place to automate. Start the breakdown darker, then slowly open the cutoff over time. That's a classic move. It creates motion without needing extra notes or extra layers. In a DNB arrangement, this kind of filter sweep is one of the easiest ways to build tension before the drop. Now add saturator. This is where we start bringing in the warm grit. Use a mode like soft sine or analog clip and push the drive a little, maybe around 2 to 8 dB to start. Turn on soft clip if needed, and make sure you compensate the output so the level doesn't get out of control. What saturation does here is add harmonic thickness. It gives the pad that worn, slightly overdriven, tape-friendly tone. But don't overdo it. You want the sound to feel lived in, not destroyed. In jungle and old school DNB, the pad should be gritty enough to feel authentic, but not so crushed that it fights the drums and bass. Next, add chorus ensemble. Keep this subtle. You're aiming for slow drift and unstable warmth, not obvious cheesy chorus. Set the rate slow. Keep the amount moderate or even low, and make the width fairly wide. This is one of those details that makes the pad feel alive even when it's sitting still on long chords. Then add reverb, or hybrid reverb if you want a more flexible option. For a classic breakdown feel, go for a medium to large space, with a decay of around 3 to 8 seconds. Keep the pre-delay short, maybe 10 to 30 milliseconds. Use a low cut in the reverb so the bottom end doesn't build up, and darken the top end a bit so the tail feels smeared, rather than shiny. That dark, slightly blurry reverb tail is a huge part of the vibe. You don't want pristine modern gloss here. You want a sense of space that feels old, hazy, and emotional. After that, add echo. This is where you can get that nice tape-style delay wash. Try sync times like 1/8, 1/8 dotted, or 1/4 depending on the groove. Keep feedback moderate, maybe 15 to 35%, and filter the repeats so they stay dark. A little modulation is nice too, because it gives the repeats a tiny bit of wobble. Echo is especially useful in breakdowns, because it fills the space between the breakbeats without taking over. It helps the pad feel like it's floating in the mix instead of sitting flat in the background. Now add some more warmth and character with drum bus or dynamic tube. If you use drum bus, keep it light. You usually don't need boom on a pad, and crunch should stay very low if you use it at all. Dynamic tube is also great for subtle color. A little drive goes a long way here. The goal is to make the sound feel like it was recorded through an older piece of gear, not like it's being distorted for effect. Then clean things up with EQ8. This is important. Pads can eat a lot of mix space if you let them. High pass the pad somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz, depending on how busy your bass line is. If the sound gets cloudy, dip a little around 250 to 500 Hz. If it's too sharp, gently reduce some of the 3 to 6k Hz area. And if it needs a touch more presence, you can add a tiny bit around 1 to 2k Hz, but be careful not to make it harsh. In drum and bass, the pad should support the atmosphere, not compete with the sub or the main rhythmic energy. If the low end is bloated, the whole mix can lose impact fast. Finally, add utility at the end of the chain. Use it to check the stereo width and make sure the pad still behaves well in mono. A wide pad sounds great in solo, but if it falls apart in mono or makes the center feel weak, it can cause problems in the full mix. Keep the width musical, not excessive. So your basic device chain looks like this. Wavitable or analog, auto filter, saturator, coarse ensemble, echo, reverb or hybrid reverb, drum bus or dynamic tube, EQ8, and utility. Now let's think about arrangement, because this pad isn't just a sound design exercise. It needs to work in a real breakdown. A good approach is to evolve it over 8 bars. In the first couple of bars, keep it filtered and relatively dry. Then gradually open the filter, increase the reverb a little, and let the delay become more obvious. In the middle of the breakdown, maybe bring in a little extra saturation or chorus movement. Then near the end, open the filter further, let the tail bloom, and prepare the listener for the return of the drums. That kind of movement makes the breakdown feel alive. It stops the pad from just looping endlessly in the background. Here's a very useful tip. If the pad sounds too clean, add a bit more saturation and darken the echo. If it sounds too muddy, tighten the EQ and reduce the reverb amount. Most of the time, the problem is either too much low mid buildup or too much wet effect. Also, always check it in context. Solo can be misleading. A pad that sounds huge by itself might disappear, clash, or smear the mix once the breakbeat and bass come in. So keep listening with the drums and bass running. If you want a slightly more sampled, cassette-like version, try resampling the pad to audio after you've built the chain. Then you can pitch it down slightly, add tiny pitch drift, trim the highs, and even reverse certain bits for extra atmosphere. That's a very jungle-friendly workflow, because once it's audio, it starts to feel like a found texture instead of a clean synth. You can also layer the pad if you want more depth. A nice trick is to duplicate it and make one layer warmer and fuller, while the second layer is thinner, more filtered, and more effect-heavy. Keep the second layer quiet. It's there to add motion and texture, not to clutter the mix. Another good idea is to add a quiet texture track underneath, like vinyl crackle, tape hiss, or ambient room noise. You barely need it audible, just enough to give the illusion of age and atmosphere. For a beginner practice exercise, try this. Load Wavitable, pick a saw-based pad, and write a simple D minor progression like D minor, B flat, C, D minor. Hold each chord for one bar over a four-bar phrase. Then build the chain with auto filter, saturator, chorus ensemble, hybrid reverb, EQ8, and utility. Automate the filter to open slowly over the four bars, and bring the reverb up a touch in the third bar. High pass the sound around 180 Hz, then bounce it and play it against a breakbeat loop. Listen for a few things. Does it feel warm? Is it dark enough? Does it support the breaks instead of fighting them? Does it sound like something that could sit right before a drop? Those are the questions that matter here. So to wrap up, the recipe is simple, but the details matter. Start with a basic synth patch. Use minor or modal chords. Darken the sound with filtering. Add warmth with saturation. Add movement with chorus and echo. Create depth with reverb, but keep it controlled. Clean up the low end with EQ. And automate the pad so it evolves through the breakdown. That's how you get that warm tape-style gritty breakdown pad in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle and Old School DNB. The best pads in this style don't just sound pretty. They create tension, history, and atmosphere. They make the drop feel like it's arriving from somewhere deep and emotional. That's the jungle magic.